Channel 2 Right, and beginning the visit with Patterson and his boy this Sunday at noon, the 2nd of July, 72. Channel 2 Right, and beginning the visit with Patterson and his boy this Sunday at noon, the 2nd of July, 72. Channel 2 Right, and beginning the visit with Patterson and his boy this 2nd of July, Sunday at noon, the 2nd of July, 72.
How you doing there?
I'm glad to see you.
I come for that crowd.
Well, let me tell you. Hi there.
You can let that run if you want. I got another one.
I got
another one. Boy, it's hot. It's hot, huh?
Yeah, man.
It's hot.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yes, sir.
Boy, it's sure not hot. Boy, it's fixing transmission in my car. That's what I drive over. That's my son's car. I drove the track to the game on Friday. And I drove uptown this morning to get my little grand's hair, boy, hair cut. And boy, he wanted to come on down here. You tell him about that car there. Let's take that knock home. See, you want to pull a tow?
Oh, yeah, it'll pull.
It will. It will pull. Is it slipping or what, then?
It's slipping. It's out. Clear out.
What are you pulling? Your voice and more pulling drive?
Well, it'll get you home.
Let
me tell you, Addison, what
tell me.
What'd you bring him for?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I want to look at
a
bag
for
him. Huh?
You don't look in your bag.
Yes, I'll trade with you. Yes. but you was in such a hurry the other day, you see, and you had to go over there and handle and work for those three women.
Yeah, I had to go in and work some for them, and still got to go cut some ground for them. I'll come back and cut your own too.
Well, I figured when you come back, we'd work out something.
All right. Well, you do it then.
Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just upset things last time.
What I done?
That boy sitting here, you remember him?
Mm-hmm.
That long hair?
That's him.
Yeah. You remember his long hair?
That's right. That's right.
Well, he got plenty of sense.
Yeah, that's what I want to have, plenty of sense.
And he knows how to work on cars.
He does. I'd like to be around. See how much you do know.
Well, what he said was he'd like to be around you.
I'd like to be around. But that's all my boys do. My boy's going way out the most from. We got some kin people out there. My cousin came over. They got a pickup truck, and he wanted me to crank it up and do a little tink around to his car. And a little bit, he going out there to come up with this morning. He wanted me to go, but I couldn't go. I had to stick around home and see
how home.
Yeah, you
can't be gone all the time.
No, I just come to the house and just right down here. Just come to the house and came my grandboy get haircuts from school, and I'm right down here.
Where you get it cut?
I'm making up a cut here.
Whereabouts?
He's still on the west side of town.
Well, let me tell you.
Mm.
You know, they'll put him in jail for doing that.
Well, he been cutting for a long time, but he got his license. He don't bother. See, he don't have. He cut out on the ground. Cut out on the ground.
And
they don't bother about doing that. But if you cut up in the house, something like that, they put you in jail.
But if you can cut out
on the ground, it's okay.
Well, let me tell you.
Mm.
I have. barbershop in 3 or 4 years. You see,
well,
I got a fella. I go around and we set out.
Well, this boy cussed my head. Been doing it for the last 7 years or more. Cut right on the ground, right there. That's what he does all the time. As long as you don't cut on your porch, so you done been to the jury and seen your jury. You talk to your jury with the jury, so it's okay. Talking about what nobody else said, what the jury tell you is right.
Say that again.
I said, what the jury tell you, it ought to be right.
And the judge told him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind,
mm-hmm.
I'll just drop by there sometime and talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could use that information.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I was in the Army, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to get a haircut in about 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Cut it all off.
Cut it nice,
Patterson.
It wasn't all off. They cut it nice.
Uh-huh.
They just didn't fool
with it. How come they cut all the hair off now?
I don't know. Well, let me tell you what they do. You
mm-hmm.
see, I found out that you don't need a 15, 20, 30 minutes just to cut hair. You take a barber that's done it all the time.
You do it now. Charge you $2 now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Charge you more than that, don't you?
No, I've got mine cut for $2.
What about it?
Game. More than that if you get a shave. Well, I shave myself. I don't let nobody shave me. I shave my own stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I don't know.
Now, the thing that got him was the way you liven up that motor, Patterson.
Oh, yeah, you see.
Now, tell me again how you do that.
What mean the motor?
Yeah, with the sparks.
Oh, well, you said where I set mine for? Oh, I set mine with a dime.
Yeah.
Mhm. All that set track that with the carpet.
Yeah. Now that's your spark plug.
That's right. But you don't set your points that way, I think.
No.
No. I set my points. We got feeder gauge too. We go by feeder gauge too sometimes. I just guess my boy needs feeder gauge, but I. It's my old time stuff. Well, I first learned how in 1923.
Yeah.
I set mine the old way, but I set my spark. I don't care what they do. They put my plugs in there, but I stick them out and set them like I want them. So I put the dime between mine. We got to jump wide. That motor gonna line up. You set them close, see, it kind of smothers down like, you know, don't pick it right up like it ought. But you open them points, them plugs up on them points. Before you can get a dime twisting, got to go. It won't be strained. That fire got to go through there. And you can look at you had that. You can take that plug out and lay it on something on this iron, and you can see that fire. Let's lay it up on something iron and keep that wire. Let that motor run, but you can see that fire is steady streaming to that plug. If it don't go through there steady, it's something wrong with your plug. The fire. Sometimes you can check back through your wire. Check it close. Sometimes I check my wire. The wire ain't no good. Put another in and try that. Sometimes be wired. Sometimes them wires with claws ain't no good. They go for a while, but they short out. Get sawed and break out, and they don't be no good. I really had one got the wire in it. That's kind of got my car. I got my trike the same way. And some of them spark for a while. You buy it now, and most new cars. They had that old cloth on. It don't be much good.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Make it skip, jump, hop.
Yeah.
Shoot, I can run my car along 10 miles an hour. Don't miss. Get on off. Either. Don't miss.
And when you get out in the field, you it's the same thing.
Going on by then.
Well, you was over here. Going no on. Time. When you...
when I apply that.
Apply that for...
The alloy.
Alloy.
Mm-hmm. Going for it. Everybody tell me about that piece of ground. So I try to do things right because I'll be looking for my pay. Try to do things right.
Yeah.
I changed all that tractor yesterday. I had something on another all I bought and I didn't like it. And I pulled it out and put 7 more quarts in it. $3.50 was all. I put a can of STP in it too. I keep that oil just as clean as it can be.
In your tractor?
In my tractor. I try to keep it just as jammed up as I possibly can so I can use it.
Well, I'm telling you, you never saw a boy after you left.
Mm-hmm.
He acts like he never had heard much of.
Boy, what I'm talking about it.
Machine.
Yeah, I've been around the machine all my life.
You see, they go by the book all the time.
I know, but I don't mess with no book. He ain't know the book don't say about what I've done about them dying either.
No.
I know it though. Let him go and follow that book. Yeah. A lot of times you got a book too. You got a great big old book that thick. I bring. Sometimes I think I bring this list to it.
Right.
Shit, I don't mess with that book all the time. That book will go. That book, they printed that book like doing anything in the newspaper.
Yeah.
They print them things. You be following the newspaper. When you go to cook, you don't follow. She don't have no cookbook all the time. She might want to put something in this and something in this and something in this. Well, shit, that make it tasty.
Yeah.
Shit, I don't. You go on there and mess with it, put this and then put that out. Oh, forget about the book. Cook like y'all to cook. That's what I do about the car. I don't follow about no book.
Well,
I go to old time stuff.
That's right. Well, now, you didn't learn that from somebody. You just started up yourself?
Some people that I did. Me and a wife finished the way together in the 60 camp. I learned a lot of it.
Oh, did you?
All the time. He was older than I had. They got me to work in the shop. I used to drive a truck. They took me off the truck and put me in the shop with him. And I stayed 2 years and 3 months. He had me on the truck, not to drive a truck. He took me off the truck. They wanted me to be an MP. I didn't want to be that. They wanted me to tow the gun. I had to tow the gun. I didn't want to do that. I said, I don't want no gun on me.
No.
I didn't want to be that. I had to do it.
Well, they made you do it?
Sure they did.
They took you out of the...
Off the truck.
Off the truck?
Put me in the shop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't have to tow the gun in the shop.
If I be out, I had to tow one. To help around the camp. There's 350 head of us there. You know you need somebody, all them boys. Some of this is mean as rattlesnake, some of them.
Some of them, yeah.
Mean as rattlesnake, some of them were.
Some of them would rather knock you down than
ooh, God, they'd kill you in a minute, some of them boys were. Because from here, from south, west, north, every which way.
Yeah.
Everybody in the lake. Some of them got high tempers and nothing.
Yeah.
I ain't joking with you. Some of them wouldn't take nothing.
Well, you had, the fella had to walk kind
of. I did.
Light.
I did.
Around there.
I did. Me and another boy, they picked us out of all 300 head of us. He's from Sarasota. He had to wear a gun too. I didn't want to pass him. He better come on up to the medical side. We had a fly house to go up in. Yes, sir. He said, "Pass, that's what? I want you to wear that gun." I said, "Wait, what gun?" He said, "You know what gun? I know what gun too, but that's what I asked him." I said, "I don't want to wear no gun." You got the red. You got the hit around this campus. I said, okay. I said, I lost all the friends I've had being that gun. I said, I don't want to be no gun. I said, I won't even have no friends. Because everybody hates you when you see a person wearing a gun.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't like
that. Oh, they'll take you. They'll put you on the side of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. That'd be a good way to lose your friends quick.
I know it, yeah. I didn't want to wear no gun. I was driving truck. I took out to camp on a weekend, came to town. Kept a truckload on town, the boys for recreation.
Well, that wouldn't make a man.
That wouldn't make a man then, but when they go back, they had to be in camp around 11 or 12 o'clock. When they go to get on truck, some of them boys be drinking, you know about that, and they cushion. I didn't want them suckers to cuss me, because I'd do something too to go to cussing me. And I ain't bothering you, Hulk. I'm throwing me out my name. I don't do that.
Well, you wouldn't.
No, I don't want nothing like that.
You wouldn't take it off of them?
I took it some, but I'd make them boys behave, though.
Yeah.
I ain't joking. You have to get rough with them boys. You go in there acting nice and easy with them. They jump on you.
Well, that's what I'd figure.
They jump on you. I never had to draw no gun on them.
No.
I don't know how come I didn't. I never had to draw no gun on them. They take me to work because I wouldn't play with them. I wouldn't play them. But I tell them, so I mean that.
Yeah.
I sure would.
Well, 19.
I don't have no trouble out of nobody.
Yeah.
I don't have no trouble out of nobody.
In 1935, you was a pretty good man yourself, wasn't you?
Sure enough, I was.
You didn't have to take much off
of me. I wouldn't take nothing off of you. I wouldn't take nothing off of you. I ain't joking. I wouldn't take nothing off of
you. Yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
Well, how did the Patterson, how did, let me tell you, you know, I keep thinking every now and then everybody I know getting so civilized. Now I think about some of them roughnecks I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if I was around them now, I'd scare them to death.
Shoot, they're rougher now than it was then. They're rougher now than it was then. Because everything from that, they're higher than what's up on you now.
Oh, you mean?
Them little bit of cute boys from that higher one up.
Say
18 and 19 year old, they'll bust kill you. They'll bust you open. 18 and 19 year old, right on up, they'll kill you. So much of doing that is pitiful.
Oh, Lord,
I don't
mean,
miss it. I don't miss it, nobody. It's all tending my own business. That's what I do, keep out of trouble. I don't go out no rough places, And I don't be involved with them. That's what I do. If I don't be in the field, I'd be somewhere, like it is now. I don't be messing around. Because they'll hurt you and say something to you and you don't like, and the best thing is stay around them. That's what I do.
Because
I don't like nobody, you know, be drinking and be walking up on me. I say that once before. I don't like it. It's getting all in my face. If you drink right along with them, you don't know the difference.
Yeah.
I don't drink nothing with them. I don't be missing them.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Well, how come it, Patterson, I don't see how it happens, you see, that you don't,
don't drink?
Yeah.
No, I don't drink. I don't like that. I don't like that.
You just don't?
I don't fool with it. I don't try it.
Yeah.
I don't try it. And I've always tried it. I don't drink that stuff. I don't like that stuff you drink. Every day you see me, you live, I'll be just like I am now.
Yeah.
That's right. I don't like that stuff you drink.
Well,
I don't have no friends much because I don't associate with it. Because you got to have a lot of friends when you miss drink that whiskey.
That's right.
Yes, and you have a lot of friends when you think that way, but I don't have no friends much.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you now.
A lot of them think I want to think this way. I'm going to put it. When you think you're more than your other, I is, because I don't drink that whiskey. I is, because I don't drink that whiskey. I'm even more than them, because I don't drink that whiskey. I don't play as well.
Well, you see, they don't think there's any pleasure unless they go out.
That's what I know, but I get plenty of pleasure. Just like I am now. You don't know what you're doing when you drink that stuff. You don't know what you're doing. You're bringing out and make your brain out. There's all that old wine and stuff.
Well,
they sell it. The area where you can look, it's a hole in the corner. It's a bar room. It's a this and it's that.
Yeah.
Every hole in the corner.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they're plentiful now.
Ain't they though? Got one going uptown, four inside that bread house. All right, they're building one out there coming 4-1 where they're building the highway. One out in that hole over there, I know it's coming on the other day, yesterday, Friday. It's been building for all about 3 or 4 months. It's ought to be about finished now. It ain't making nothing for me.
Where's that?
Coming out of 41, you know, that road going to Williston, you know, that cut off, you know?
Yeah.
It's one that bulldog, not for.
Oh.
That's right there. That's the one right there.
Right there amongst the houses?
Sure. Right there where the people can get it if they want it. Right there in the settlement.
Right in the settlement.
See, them people don't care. This one, they're going to get their money. They ain't stunned about who's drinking, who don't drink it. That's right, about that. They don't care who paying it. They ain't got nothing to do. They'll say it to him, the law come out there and put him in jail. That's right. That's his job.
Yeah.
They'll tell him, put him right in jail. I don't blame him. I'd put him in there too. Because I ain't 100%. I don't want that myself. I don't like that.
Let me tell you. I'll tell you this fella. You know this fella over making over there? He's a big, heavy fella. And I forget his name. I don't know that I even know his name. But he operates that heavy equipment.
I know who he's talking about. I forget his name. I know who he's talking about. Yeah, well, I know good.
I have heard him talk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is, and he's talking out in public, so it isn't a secret about it.
That's right.
He's talking out there in public. You see, he operates them big buckets over there that holds 5 or 6 yards of dirt.
That's right.
He's got a bottle with him.
Well, that's what he likes. That's what he has. Another thing, I don't have nothing to do with nobody what they do. I try to tend to my own business.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, how does he operate that heavy equipment?
Well, some people do that. Some people do that. Some people go so far and can't stop themselves, but some people have a stopping line. Some don't.
Yeah.
That's where that goes.
Well, now, there'd be a little difference in operating that heavy equipment than it would driving a car in traffic 100 miles, 70 miles an hour.
I mean, it would. So it would. Yeah, because you don't be in traffic. Yeah, man, you can do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But even so, now I never operated heavy equipment, Patterson, but I think you've got to be pretty ways.
Straight.
And there's a whole lot to watch.
Mighty right, yeah. People, too. Trucks, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Keep running in your body. That's a whole lot for right now. I know when I'm driving that bus. I had a lady run me off the road in 75. I come all the way around the prayer. Them children scream like, run me clean off the road. You know them little round things on the side, the corner of the road?
Yeah.
Or right on that little corner?
Yeah.
Well, shit. I come up on the 75, and a lady come from my office 75. Shoot, she run me clap off, and them children scream like I don't know what. I put on brakes. They're about to run me in the ditch. And she came over, she was like, that lady would run you off the road, Mr. Patterson. That lady would run you off the road. I could have hit her, but I didn't want to hit her. I stayed on that road, I'd have hit her. I'd have tore that car, that bus. That same bus that I'm driving now. I'd have tore it up. If I'd have stayed up on top of that highway, I'd have got her. She come right straight on out and then stopped the stop sign on the right of her.
Yeah.
She didn't even stop.
Yeah.
When she come on out there, I cut the side to the right of the road, cut on the right. And I'm chilling holler. They talk about that. We got to clean it to school house. Told the teacher.
Yeah.
So what Mr. Brown done? He left the road. I saved his life.
Yeah.
Right. I'd have stayed up on there. I might have killed her. I might have hurt some of the children. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to kill her. But when she didn't stop, she went right on. After I went outside, she went right on.
Yeah.
Didn't stop. Shaking that on the road.
Yeah.
That's right. I don't hold it wrong. A lot of times people drive a car, they don't have the mind what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's right. They be there, but the mind be somewhere else. When you drive them, so you got to put your mind where you're going, what you're doing.
Yeah.
Don't something happen just that quick. Like lightning, like you push the button in there and turn the electricity on.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, I better get on back to the house.
Patterson, you never did tell me how you got by away from home.
How you mean?
Well, I told you how I got by. Well, I went out of Miami.
Oh.
I got a whole boarding house.
I see you, my dad lived in Miami.
Oh, really?
My dad lived down. I got a house down there. Been down there 50 years or more. He's down there when he wasn't on Miami, though.
Oh.
My father down there now.
That way, you know, it don't
cost not a thing. Just to go in and go to bed. It don't cost me nothing. If I go off on vacation and don't go to Miami, it costs me. When I go to Miami, I don't have to stay next. My father meet me at the bus station all the time.
Yeah.
It don't cost me. My father done. My father living. He's dying there now.
You know, like I told you, this fella, and we were in the hospital, the same place, same room.
Mm-hmm.
And he was staying, or at least his family. I told him where Faye was staying.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't innocent at all. She was paying about $3 a night, see?
Okay.
And he stayed right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was $15 or $20.
Oh, yeah.
Just for the motel.
Sure, they'll do that.
And he never even budged. He didn't flinch. He didn't say a word.
He had to pay.
But this other place, in my estimation, is more comfortable than that.
That's clear.
They just want to part with the money.
That's right.
Now, is Prince Albert your favorite?
That's my favorite. Prince Albert. I need a bloodhound to back on. I'm on the tractor. Might smoke sometimes, but most I chew back on riding tractor.
Bloodhound.
That keep your mind on what you're doing, gonna do. That's what I do.
Yeah.
That's how I eat. I take that smoke, or something like that.
With that, you see, you don't have to. You know.
I don't like cigarettes.
The way you do now, taking cigarettes around with you, you can't keep it dry.
They get wet. or get wet. I light my pipe.
Passing that that school bus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know about that. You can make that curve up there.
I can. It's hitting a car.
At 5 miles an hour.
Sure you can. Sitting in the car.
And them wheels are just.
They got shock absorbed, the tires is wide on there. It don't do sliding like a car.
Yeah.
You stick to the ground better than a car. Like going on that curb, going to Francis House, I go 50 miles an hour right now. But you got to hang your low side of the road. You step in the middle of the road and it'll go in the ditch with you too.
Oh, it will.
You're going to miss it.
Or the road leans there.
That's right, you got to fall in the low corner. If you don't, the ditch you go, because if you start to switch, you can't stop it from switching.
Well, you know, that's what happens.
That's right.
When I'm going towards your house there,
that's right.
And I pass there, and somebody's on the porch, and I holler at them.
That's right.
You know, I take my eye off the road just a minute, and the first thing you know,
I'm car on the side.
Right there.
Yeah, it'll do it.
And it's the way the road leans,
that's
ain't
right.
It?
That's right. You notice yourself a lot of times you be driving on. You got to watch the way that road runs. You step on top of that road too. If you drive in the car, you step on top of that road and see what's going to happen to you. That back end will get over in that ditch. It's getting in the ditch. It's that. But when I be driving on, I ain't like a lot of people. A lot of people drive their hand up on the wheel. I don't ever put my hand up on the wheel like that. I put my hand down the bottom of the spokes.
Oh, do you?
Drive that bus all the time. That's like that. You'll never see me catch my hand way up on top of the steering. I don't play that. I'll catch my hand right down the bottom. Drive all the time that way.
Right down the bottom.
That down to the bottom of the spoke. A lot of the people ask me, how can you drive like that? I said, well, everybody don't drive like that.
Well, what's your advantage in that?
Well, that's a whole lot. The media, some people, everybody like, you know, drive like, you know. I like it that way, better. You don't have to be reaching up. I'm just leaning on back against the seat, see?
Yeah.
I got a big old cushion about that thick I sit on. I don't sit on the regular seat cushion. And I can look up over the hood. A lot of them be sitting on it so low that they can't see over the windshield. Yeah. Can't peep through the windshield. I got me a big high cushion set about that high, about that wide. I can sit up on sit down and hold my thing like that. Going about my business.
Oh.
I don't run on the edge of that road neither. I get right up this side of that line. People don't like it though. That the line right there, I get right up this side of that line. Going about my business. I don't run on the outside because there's all the trash and stuff and nails and stuff right on. I see a lot of flat tires on that bus. I go have so much flat. I said, well, I run on the edge of that road. I said, I ain't run on there no more. All right, I drive right on that edge. I ain't had a flat tire, but one time, something got wrong with the valve stem or something. Else. I didn't have none last year. I didn't have but one this year. The whole season. Some of them had a flat tire every day. It'd be the outside dude every time I had a flat tire. I had one leak down, standing up there, uptown, one leak down. That was first to school. And that one, I don't call that no flat. That's leaked down. It was a brand new tire they put on like day before yesterday, and I called them up to come and put a new tire on. He's saying, yeah, nothing. Except then leaked right down. Somebody didn't put the valve in right or something the wrong way. I said, I always get caps and put on mine. What's wrong? You can't. He don't want to leak down. And brand new leaked down well over. Don't make any difference.
You know, that's the curious thing about tires now. The way they make them, you got to balance them.
You better balance them if you want to be walking all over the road.
But you never did balance them until
lately. Because if you got these highways, these dirt roads, you didn't need them balanced. If you got the highway, you got to balance them. That's the thing. All over the road.
Yeah.
That's right.
And wear them. They'll wear.
On the side, that's right.
How long have you been balancing yours?
Oh, about 3 years back, I imagine. 3 or 4 years back. It rides pretty good. Sometimes the tire gets 65, 70 miles an hour. It kind of jump like that, but it just rolls my roll low. And I like larger tires on the back, too. They're not from.
Yeah. Well, now, have you got a place to get tires?
Mm-hmm. I ain't bought but two tires since the first of the year. Bought with two tires first a year. Tires that I bought on my car, they on there now. Some tires cost 20, let me see. The two tires cost $50 with a two.
Yeah.
I tried to get the good one. Two in the front. Yeah. I had to hear one. They ain't never been flat. I never heard they ain't never been flat.
Yeah.
They ain't been there to take one for nothing.
Is that right?
And they don't even look like they wore down. They don't since last year.
Yeah.
They don't even look like they wore down. None. The car good in line. Because we put that stuff out on sale. Put 10 grand book in.
Yeah.
I had a check. Sometimes I kept having a see it out of line. It means that, dude.
Well, I know, but once they get out of line and wear, you're in bad shape then.
That's why I don't wait till they get you out of that news.
Do you look at it? Do you watch them?
I check my tires closed all the time.
You do?
I sure do.
Does he?
Does he?
He tell the truth? Well, you know, I try to, but you know, you can slip up on that for a week or two.
Oh, yeah.
And
well, I check my car when I go to drive. Before I crank it up, I check the oil in it. Water.
Yeah.
I don't care about the gas.
Yeah.
I take the water off before I crank it.
Yeah.
I can tell how much oil needed. I keep a close check on it. That's why I do my tracking.
Yeah.
Mine needs about a quart that tractor do, and it's real hard pulling.
Yeah.
I like that. I know it needs some ringing, but other than that, keep it chained and keep it close. I put a can of STP in mine. Clean it out. Clean all those slug out of it.
Yeah.
You people say, don't put an STP in. I said, well, I put it in mine. I put it in mine. You know, one. My that tractor holds 7 quarts of oil. Mine holds $3 about 6 cents of oil and 1 quart of oil, can of STP in your head. Can you slug at it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How long are you transmission this lift?
It just all at once.
You ever change the oil in that transmission?
Yes.
Once or twice?
I want to know you want to sell it.
Yeah. I'll trade for this.
Anything
yet? No, whenever Patterson gets through up there with that tractor, we'll come down here and I'll work
okay.
out with it.
Okay.
Let me tell you, this boy now, he may want to work with you a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, just to pick up some of your goers. You see, he can read that book. But he still can't make them run.
Dang, what's up to
him? I want to buy a car now.
You the one who wants to buy it?
Right.
Well, I'll trade with him as soon as Patterson gets through over there to his place.
What do you want to trade?
I don't know. We'll work out something.
That's why I came down for the day. I want to check anything out because I need one for Tuesday.
Is that right? Yeah, I don't think we can do it for your daddy gets back from over there. But he got a little time. We'll work out something on it.
But you want him for him to work out something?
Yeah, I'll work out something
with him. You said it to him?
Huh?
You said it to him?
I don't care what he does with it.
I'm the one with better car.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to deal with him. Hey, did you should? Yes. I'll deal with him.
When that will be?
Whenever he gets through with the tractor over here. All right.
Channel 2, right around 600, and the end of the visit was Patterson this Sunday at noon, the 2nd of July, 72. Channel 2, right, and around 600, and the end of the visit was Patterson this Sunday at noon, the 2nd of July, 72. Channel 2, right, around 600, and the end of the visit was Patterson and his boy. This Sunday at noon, the 2nd of July, 72.